Okay. Okay. Okay, shalom. Wir sehen uns mit Avi Moria, ich bin so Pilkes, wir sehen uns mit Daniel Chain, wir sehen uns mit Shofar. Okay, so today, it is 6C. 6C. So this is the packet about Nimtzadam Hashtag. In other words, if there's blood in the urine. So if there's blood in the urine, what is the story? So a lot of times, blood in the urine, it could be urinary tract infection, you know, other things. So the simple shot is that blood in the urine really should have nothing to do with damnida, because it's coming with the urine, so that's the urinary tract, it's not coming from the makor. However, there's a whole discussion of how to figure that out and how to know what's the shaila. So the Mishnah here on page one, Isha she osu tzrachah, she's urinating, Rasa dam, she sees dam. So there's a machlokus here between Rav Meir and Rav Yossi. Rav Meir omer im omedes temeya, im yosheves tahor. So it depends if she's urinating standing up or sitting down. If she's omedes temeya, im yosheves tahor. So what's this, the simple shot? Why? What's the difference between omedes and yosheves? So the assumption is when a person is standing, obviously they're not as relaxed and there could be more strain. When they're sitting, they're in a more relaxed state. So if a person is in a more relaxed state, so then everything is happening in its natural order. So the natural order is if a person is matil meiraglayim, is urinating, then that urine is coming from the bladder, it's not coming from the uterus. And mamela, whatever is in that, is coming from the same place. So mamela, that's what Rabbi Meir says, she is, so it depends. So if it's shisho shevis, it's coming from the natural place where urine would come from. And that would be a kula, because the natural place of urine coming from is not the uterus. If a person is omedes, the person is standing up, then they're tame, because then there's the assumption that there's some type of strain going on. Oh, so when a strain is going on, so then maybe things are getting rerouted. And mamela, the urine, which is coming from the bladder, will reroute and go to the get in the uterus area, and then that urine got rerouted, and then it can reroute to where the damnida is coming from, and mamela, there's damnida in the urine. But that wouldn't happen in a natural thing. If everything's in its natural, composed state of relaxation, that wouldn't happen. So that's Rabbi Meir's shita. Depends whether she's standing or sitting.
Would that be a mess of something?
So that's where Meir says. Rabbi Yossi Oymer. Bein kaf u bein kaf tahor. So he says, no matter standing, sitting, she is tahor. Because again, mehechi teisi, even if she's standing, it's a little bit, difficult. Even if she's standing, you know, it's going to get so whacked. So he says, either way, it's tahor. Then the Gemara says, "Maishno medes damrin and meiraglayim odu lamokor v'aisi dam." So by omedes we say mei raglayim chodur lemakar. In other words, the mei raglayim is going to go reroute to the makar, to the uterus, right? And then it's going to take dam with it. So the question is, why don't you say yeshev is the same thing? Yeshev is nami name of mei raglayim chodur lemakar vaisi dam. So now the Gemara throws in another thing. Amar Shmuel b'mizanekes. So now the Gemara has another factor. The two ways that the blood is coming out. Is the blood coming out as a shooting out? Like urine shoots out. Is that how the blood is coming out? That's called mizanekes. Or is it shosesis? Shosesis means it's just dripping out. Because the way urine comes out, it shoots out. The way damnida comes out, damnida doesn't shoot out like urine. It just comes out, drips out, comes out. No, without a shooting... Propel forward. That's a good one. It's not propelling forward. Right. The force is by the urine, not by the neither. So that's what the Gemara says, that the Gemara says, so why don't you say the same thing by Yosheves, that it got rerouted? So the verse says, no, it didn't get rerouted because it's been mezanekes. Because if it's been mezanekes, then it's not coming with the nida. It means that's a raya mezanekes, that it's what? That it's coming from the urinary tract because it's mezanekes. So therefore you can't so that's how the Gemara says what that in the case of mizanekes, that's when it's mutter. Mizanekes dam, also the tamu maya also dam. So Amar Rav Abba b'yosheves al sfas ha-seifo, u'mizanekes b'toch ha-seifo. Nim to dam b'toch ha-seifo. So the Gemara says, even though it's mizanekes, but maybe she was mizanekes, and then after the mizanekes is the blood is coming from the makor. So just because she's a mizanekes doesn't mean and then maybe it happened. The blood happened right afterwards, even though you thought it was together. He says. In other words, maybe it was mizanekes, and then right after the mizanekes was the word the dam nida. So it's oraya necessarily from mizanekes. So then the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Abba b'yosheves al sfas ha-seifo, u'mizanekes b'toch ha-seifo, nimtza dam b'toch ha-seifo." So now the Gemara has another thing. And that maybe she was on the toilet, and then there was a propelled force into the middle of the toilet. So if it was just a damnida coming from the, so it wouldn't come into the middle of the bowl because it would just drop down on the side of the bowl, if that's where she was sitting. Well, disables the toilet. So yeah. Okay, so these are the factors here. The factors are Rav Meir, Rav Yossi, Yosheves, Omedes, Mizanekes, and Shosesis. Those are the factors that we have to all scramble together. So there are going to be three main shitas in the Rishonim. We gotta be this, and so we have to just understand the three shitas and how we paskin in these three shitas. But let's look in the round. So it's the Rambam, the Rosh, and the Rabbeinu Chananel. You ever see the Rabbi Chananel on Nida? Look, look. Look, look. On page 5. Is he page 5?
Oh.
Yeah. You know Dr. Horowitz? Well, I mean, he teaches, he used to teach here. NYU, he gave in the Bible department, Medrash. So he has the from the Geniza in Cairo, right? He got the manuscript of the Rabbeinu Chananel on Nida. Pretty good. You never know what you find in the Geniza in Cairo. Get a Rabbeinu Chananel on Nida. So he put it out. He puts out to these type of things, some manuscripts and things like that.
You're showing that?
Yeah, I mean, they had it because it's quoted in the poskim. You know, that's all a big discussion. What do you do with things from the Geniza? You know, they say, Chazanish, they asked the Chazanish once, what should we do with all the Ksavyats in the Geniza? So he said, just leave them there. You know, he wasn't into, you know, there's the two approaches. In other words, one approach is if the Beis Yosef didn't have it, so, okay, that's the Hashkacha. The Beis Yosef didn't have it, so we're not going to change halacha based on what we find. And but the Avnei Nezer held differently. The Avnei Nezer says all the time, he writes in his different shuvas, that, well, we got this new thing. And now this new edition shows this. So if the Beis Yosef would have had it, he would definitely would have said this way. So that's why we should pass it in the new way. So that's a whole discussion. How Avnei Nezer wrote a tshuva about mizonos. The halacha is if there's mizonos in the food, or even if it's the meat, you still make a mizonos. But the question is, how much do you, I told you, if you go to the Marina Del Rey Shmorg and you get a geschmacka what? Onion rings. You get a geschmacka onion rings. You ever see those onion rings there? Yeah, that's a geschmacka. So really, that's a chora mezoinus. And you should just make a mezoinus of that. I sometimes, you know, because sometimes there's crackers there and celery and this, so I, you know, it's biyotze. But really, if I really make, like my wife and I sometimes, when we start dinner, we start discussing what bracha should we make on the fish. Because if it's some fish is very thick, it's not just this thin coating, but it's a real thick thing. So then we pask in to make mizonos. So that's a tshuva that the Avnei Nezer has. He says they found the Shikin of Kubetzis, whatever, of what, you know, that there should be a certain shear. It shouldn't just be, maybe because I can't feel his brass. It should be something significant. So that's like that's one of the topics. And then there's another trivia about mikveh, about this, but. I wrote an old article about Rishonim that the base. The Beis Yosef, someone wrote it previously, but I, based on his article, I explain why the Shulchan Aruch passed in certain ways, because someone wrote a hard article about which Rishonim the Beis Yosef had and which Rishonim he didn't have. Somebody in Eretz Yisrael, I could show you in the library. Then I wrote a follow-up article based on that, why Halacha we passed in, the Shulchan Aruch passed in certain ways. And a lot has to do with certain chidushim that are in these Rishonim, the Beis Yosef never had, so he didn't pass it that way. But that goes back to the question, so therefore what? Therefore we should change the Psak Halacha, or we should...
Where is that ever?
It's in Hamashbir. It's on the sixth floor of the library.
Sure.
the sixth floor. Yeah. Amashbir, if you see me in the library one day, make sure I take you and show it to you. Or in my apartment. If you see me in my apartment, I have them in my apartment also.
The leather hermits?
Wait, you're asking two different things. You want to know Amashbir or you want to know Rav Moshe Hurwitz? Which one? Rav Moshe Hurwitz taught in YU for many years. He still comes. You know Rabbi Dr. Horowitz. You see him on the fifth floor. Yeah. You've seen him? You know what I mean?
Yeah. So he works in the
car. He doesn't work in the car good either. He lives in Kew Garden Hills. lives in Kew Garden Hills. And, but he's into manuscripts. So, so he puts out that thing. So. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, my son, where's the order? Just order of ice cream. Sprinkle a little bit of on top, like parched Oreos. To Rebbe, would you make dust on top of ice cream?
I mean, if it's just like dust, if it's dust, that's. But if it's chunks, dust. Chunks, and he's eating it together. Yeah. I mean, it's a whole discussion, but. That's the sheet I follow. You have to see how it works out with Shtabura and Madani.
Not by rice.
No, rice doesn't count. No, rice is not. It has to be Chamishis Minedog Pashtus. I mean, everybody makes it different. Well, it's a whole discussion. But the kids are, yeah. So that's the. Like Chulin, the child of Chulin. See, but Chulin, you have like some big potatoes. This is assuming that you're doing this thing by eating children outside the meal.
Thursday night.
Yeah, the Thursday night, which is very controversial.
Get it.
Right. So it could be if but you have to be eating mizonos with every. Yeah, because if you're eating the big potato, then you're not eating mizonos with that. So that's not covered. Understand? Yeah, because big potato. So you're not eating it together with the mizonos. But the chunks in the ice cream, every spoon of ice cream is going to have a chunk, right? Precious.
No, the topping. So from the beginning, then you get just ice cream. Then you start off with then at a certain point, you get just ice cream.
So that's a whole discussion. If at a certain point you just get to, but let's assume that it's. Like it's mixed, you know, when you get it in the cookies and cream.
I'm thinking like soft serve.
16 handles.
Yeah, like that.
16 handles. How's they doing?
I mean, you can do it yourself. You can do it.
You can, yeah. And it's softer ice cream, so you can really make it tarugas if you want.
Yeah, but it's hard to cook.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
only
going to tell you what the price
is. Unless it's
dust, right? Dust doesn't. And this comes up with on Shavuos with the cheesecake, because sometimes you have just a thin little thing. But Rav Moshe, so that's not you have a big piece. Well, but sometimes it's a.
We're eating
30 crackers.
The Rav Moshe
Hurwitz
is talking about another sort of possible thing.
Yeah, but I don't eat that much. I mean, how much do I eat? Yeah, I don't know if I eat that much. Eat a cracker or two. But the stomach, the ikar din of those onion rings is. Because sometimes you go, you get onion rings that are just like a little. Like Rav Dov Feinstein once said. By the way, Mary Tubman told me that the just came out. Art School Rav Dov book just came out. I heard this morning. It's out. It's official. No, because it's probably not only just about the sukkah. I hope they have a chance to. If they would have interviewed me, I would have told them all about the sukkah. But maybe they have a piece on the sukkah. Okay. So let's get back to this. It's always good to digress a little bit so you should know basic things in the world. What?
That was the
next Mitzicha. Yeah. We're in the Rambam now on page 2. So the Rambam says that a woman urinates standing, sitting, and this is Rav Yossi Shita. It's mutter. This, you should know, is the first Rambam we ever did. Because this is the Rambam that speaks about Hargasha. In other words, there's no Rambam that said, Kate said he Hargasha. It's so, you know, agav something else. Rafil Hirgish Gufa Vinizdazaya Eina Khosheshus. In other words, the Rambam saying, now you can understand what the Rambam is really saying. Rambam's shita is if blood comes out in urine, it's so muchrach that it's not nothing to do with neither. Because if it's yoshevis, for sure not. Even if it's omenis, where there's a chashash that it rerouted, whatever you're talking about. It's still too far-fetched for the Rambam. So he says, you don't have to be choishesh. Now the Rambam gives you an added thing. And even if she's trembling, right, and that's the feeling that you get when you need her, and that's how they point out the Rambam Shita about what a hargasha is, it's only said in this context, which is very fascinating, that he says that the whole source of the Rambam Shita, what a hargasha is only in by this case, but you extrapolate from this case to all other cases, but it wasn't the Meiraglayim, that this would be the Hargasha. So even if she has Hargasha, which might indicate that it's coming, that it's Damnido, she doesn't, normally when you urinate, you don't have a urinary tract infection, you don't shiver and things like that. You shiver or this, because that's, you know, menstrual or whatever. It's in the kidney or something, some type of maka that's causing. So the Rambam is the biggest cooler here. Because the Rambam says, well, when it's dam, you're good. And that's how the Mechaber passes. That's what I told you. When I always discuss with Rav Abadi, Shlita, the Inyanim of Dam Bamei Raglayim, he would always ask, the first thing he would ask, is a Sephardi or an Ashkenazi? Because the Sephardim pass on the Mechaber, like the Rambam, and it's Mutter. Because Dam Bamei Raglayim, you could assume, is a urinary tract infection. For some type of maka. And that's the Rambam Shita. So it doesn't matter. And that's meaning he's paskening like Rav Yossi. And he holds that it's Benkach u Benkach Tahora. So you don't need, it doesn't matter standing, sitting. It doesn't matter whether it's Shoseses, it's Mizanekes, it's all good. It's good. That's the Rambam Shita. Then the second Shita is the Rosh. Page 3. So the Rosh, asking again, all the paskening like Rav Yossi, right? But the Rambam says Rav Yossi, but once you hold like Rav Yossi, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm.
So, but he's going to say differently. He's going to also pass like Rav. Hello. Look at the bottom of the first column on page 3. On page 3, Yeshev's name is Shoshes to Meir. Father of Mofli with Shoshes to Meir, Hegel Zinka, Tenicho et Fail, Ashmina, the Meris to Meir, Avoga, Ha Perusal, Oshkar, the Matar of Yosef, or Meris for Shoshes. So he says like this.
On page 3, on the fourth column. So the question is like this. Obviously, Rav Yossi is arguing with Rav Meir.
So whatever. So he says like this.
There's a concept of Harti Lativusa or Chad Lativusa. Means Harti Lativusa means that you need two things on your side to be mutter. You need your Shevis, because your Shevis is a tzad that it should, that it was in a pointing in the direction that it's urinary tract. And if it's Mizanekis, that's also pointing in the fact that it's mutter. Because Mizanekis means it's coming with the urine, and then the urine is not neither. So the question is, do you need both? So the Rambam sheet is you need nothing. As long as it's B'mei Reglayim, it doesn't matter, Yoshevis, Omedis, Mizanekis. No, no, no. He's going to say that you need that Rav Yossi to be Matir needs at least Chada L'Tivus. And that's where a mayor argues with him. And he needs Tarti Lativus. He needs Chad Lativus. So if you have either Shishir Shevis or standing in Mizanekis, it'll be okay. And Rav Meir would only say it's okay if it's Tarti Lativus. But it's Chad Lativus, it wouldn't be okay according to a mayor. And that, Rav Yossi argues and say Chad Lativusa is good enough. The Rambam says you don't need any Lativusa, zero Lativusa. You can have all the things pointing in the opposite direction. So Rameh, so according to the Rush, so you could only be Makel if it's what? If it's either she's sitting down, or even if she's standing, it has to be a propelled, like Yossi said, a propelled motion. And then that's good enough. That is the opinion of the Rush. I mean, Rav Meir would say if you would have Tati Lativusa would be okay, but Chad Lativusa not okay. And that's where Rav Yossi argues with him, the Chad Lativusa thing. But we don't pass by Rav Meir, we pass by Rav Yossi. So the Rambam sheet is it's always Mutter. It's the Dabba Meir Glayim, doesn't matter, your Shevish, your Sessus, no good. And the Rush says it's going to be good if you have one of the one thing in your favor. Yeah. And the Rabbeinu Hananel on page 4. Rabbeinu Hananel is quoted in the Tosis. But you want to see the original manuscript where Tosis got it from. So then you have to go to the Kairos Knesset. Can it ship to you? You don't have to work there.
You can, I think, you can get
it online. Yeah.
says me Rabbi Chanan Peish to Rabbi Yossi Lav Lagamri Matar Be Yishe Shotzos Rachel. Who can maskenet Rabbi Meir Mishum Nida Itmar Peish Hadit Nan Yishe Shotzos Nimsa Dam Mitzafel. I mean, question after Chachil the Peish Rabbi Chanan Choy or Chachil or Yishe Ela Seved.
So if you see in the in the Rabbi Chanan itself on page 5, the Rosi Matar Rach Peish the Rabbi Yosi Lav Lagamri Matar, Maskana the Meir Mishum Nida. So the idea of in here on page 6, Tahor Mishum Nida Tmei Mishum Kesem. So the way it's understood is Rabbi Chananel requires Tarti Lativusa. So he needs to be Yoshevis and Mizanekis. And then he's Matar. But says Rabbi Chananel, he's not Matar Lagamre. Still, if you don't have Tarti Lativusa, and you only have, if you have, but if you only have Chad Lativusa, if you only will have Chad Lativusa, then it'll be Tahor, but still a Kesef. So Rabbi Chanan Shita is that if you have both things, she's Yoshevis and Mizanekis, then it's Tahor Lagamri. But if you have one of them, either say she's Omedes and Omedes, so she's Omedes, then you don't have Tati Lativusa because she's Omedes. Or she's Yoshevis, but she's not Mizanekis. She's Shosesis. So you only have one. So one is a Kes. One is the status of a Kes.
And
what Tati Lareusa? We have Tati Lareusa. Then what?
Then she's bad.
But she's mayor.
Like the Rush.
Well, the Rush says, yeah, the Rush says by Rabbi Yossi's Matir, by Chad Lativusa.
So if
it's Tati Lareusa,
then
Geshe Nesimi. Right, but he's Matir. He's only, but if he requires Tati Lativusa, but if you only have Chad Lativusa, it's a Kesef. So
the reason they'll make this brief of the
Rabbah. Yeah.
Like you have the race will be a Rabbah on one side and the Rosh Rabbi Chanan on the other side. And then within the Rosh Rabbi Chanan side, you have a focus for one about whether this is Kesem.
Yeah. And on page 22, let's say for Derech Basami, puts out, Ain't the Shapir Chazi with Shitas Rabbeinu Chananel, in first, Rabbi Yossi Lav Lagamri Matar Beisha Shotzes Vachel, Maskana de Rameh, Mishum Nida Itmer, who are the Rabbeinu Chanan Machmir B'tfei Mechul, B'tmeh Tumas Kesem Yid Rabbana, Yish Chalik Matar Kul Baal. Masha Omer, Rabbi Yossi Ben Kach Ben Kach Tora, Mayim Yid Tora Lataras B'diyevet, Av Labayla Asura, So if you look in Shulchan Aruch, now Rabbi Tuchman likes to point out that you see from here that Rabbi Chanan didn't have this idea of Mes Chagasha by Meir Eglayim. Because if he would, then how could he say that if it's Chad L'Tivusa, it's just a Kesem? It should be a Safik Daraisa. So that's good for me because I never liked Mes Chagasha. decided. To me, the simple shot in the Gemara was the other way, right? Is that you make on mass kagosha. Okay. One second. So let's just see the Shulchan Aruch and then you'll tell me what you want to say. What page? Right here? What page is the Shulchan Aruch here? What? What page? 16. Try that one. That's the Rambam. So the next opinion is the Ramah. But if she's standing up, in Kalachas tells the Sovereign Nusa Shandam Tahora, while I'm Shosim al Sfasa Nusa Shandam Tmeya. Yeah. Yeah, Shomim da Phil Bishav, same Hatel of Kalachas. So the other opinion is the Rush, right? That Yesh Omrim Dein Lahatir, yes, to have at least Tadel Tivusa. Right? And the Yesh Omrim, Kafil Bisheves, Ein Lahatir Elab Mechalach, he's Tarti. That's the Rabbeinu Hanan. Right? That you need Tarti Le Tivusa. And so therefore it has to be palachas, therefore the dam has to be in the middle of the toilet bowl, because then it was propelled out. Of al svasa seifel tmeya. Now, and then but then there's one more thing. Sidratara says that we're not the bottom paragraph from page 19 on the left. Achman Gover Man Sofan Lady Bismanaza Ezu Fasa Seifa Vezu Tocha Seifa. I don't know. We're not so bucky. I don't know why he needs such great bakias. Of what's the Sfasa Sefer, what's the middle of Sefer. So if you put that together with the Rabbeinu Hananel, then we always have to be choshesh that you don't have Tarki Latifusa, you only have Chad Latifusa. And if it's Chad Latifusa, even though it's propelling, but maybe we're not lucky if this is really propelling. And Mela, it'll be finished at the Ravana, because we'll always assume we only had Kadla Tivusa. And Rabbeinu Hanano requires Tartila Tivusa. And we can't be for sure. Omedes Yoshevis, that we know. Standing, sitting. That's clear. But whether it really was propelling the way or not, or maybe it was just,
it would be a kesem.
Now, if it would be a kesem, then we have to bring yesterday's shear. So how do we deal with the kesem in the water? And that was the whole discussion with the Rambam and the Rash, and this water considered Dovashena. What a bakaka, is that considered Dovashena Bakabal Tobo or not? So even if it's a kesem, that's what Yecheskel Roth was saying. That in other words, it could be, it's not even a kesem. But even if it's a kesem, then maybe we should follow the Rashi sheet that it's not, Mekabel Tumah, that's the whole. And that was what he said last time. In other words, the Rambam sheet is that it's a problem, but the Rambam is the one who holds that it's not a problem because it's not even because it's all damaka. Now, you're right, Judah, the two issues are not Baba Hatalia, but it just still works out according to Rishon. And according to the shita that holds that it's a problem, also happens to hold Tzedim Kabbal Tumah. And the shita holds it's not a problem, he holds, but it's not even, like the Rambam, it's not a problem. He holds that it is Mekabbal Tumah, but so what? It's Damak. Okay, so Rav Abadi once told me that maybe even Ashkenazim sometimes, if she wasn't really staining the whole day, maybe they could be makel for the Rambam sometimes also. But recently I had a question whether the color wasn't so clear, what the color was, that it was in the Meirag Lion. Like some posts give a makel on pink, so it was in the Meirag Lion, it was pink, so maybe that also could be a tzad, perhaps. Yeah. But that's something I was thinking about recently, but the color, is to use that as a tzad, because the question is, when can the Ashkenazim be lying around? So my body thought, told me this once, one time not, but once he told me that, if she's staying throughout the day, so then it's more of a svara that it's does not need to go on. She's staying throughout the day. So then it's hard to be making. But if she wasn't staying throughout the day, so maybe then the Rambam would agree to the Rambam that you could be making in all cases in Saddam, the Meirag Lion.
Why does that even matter?
The question is, even Rabbi Yechezkel Roth has his cutoff point. In other words, if it's too much blood, he's not gonna. He's as Rabbi Yankel Bergstein, my friend from Kiryas Yoel, it's the Talmud of Rabbi Yechezkel Roth. He told me that Rabbi Yechezkel Roth, he said it when even a little bit more than a grist, but if it gets too much, then he's conscious that that's a riyah, and then he's not going to be making it.
What was the situation where you said Rabbi says the Rabbi agreed with the Rambam? Where she only saw it once as opposed to every time she turned it?
Yeah, in other words, she hasn't been staying. No, forget the year. But as he said, if she's staying throughout the day, so that's a good chance that there's not neither going on there. So then he doesn't think that. So then it happened once in the Meirag Lion, and you're an Ashkenazi, you shouldn't be Mekel. But if it only happened once, something like that, you shouldn't be Margil so much. So then he thought maybe even the Ashkenazim could rely on the Sephardi Pesach of the Kaper and the Rambam. Okay? So this is a. I think we've covered the topic. I mean, for those are the three shitas, the Rambam, the Rashi, and the Ramana, and now we ask in Shulchan Aruch. He's the Machmer, yeah.
He's Machmer for
Rabbi. Yeah.
You know, he's the Yeshua for the Rashi.
That's right. Yeah. Okay, so that's the. That's the story. So that comes up. This is the shilas of Ben Saddam at their time. Sometimes they just get it tested. You know what I mean? You go to the doctor, they could do a test in the lab, and they could see. They could test the urine. They could see if it's a urine extractor.
So if it is, then you have any way to clean.
Right. So sometimes, you know, they don't have a doctor available, or they're on vacation or something, you know. Okay, Seder. Okay, so as Hashem is Barach, so we'll continue. What's the next 6D? 6D. We don't go through the whole alphabet, don't worry. But these were, when I first gave the shiur, you know, so I didn't make a packet on these topics. And then when I was starting to get shilas in these inyanim, so I wanted an Mayan, so then I made ABCD, you know. I told you, I saw Rabbi Zatz from Karabiyavda dinner recently, and we were reminiscing because he was in the first year of Nida that I gave. And he stayed, him and Rabbi Yaakov Feit, they still till the end. I mean, it was a June's month year, but it started, I think, in May. And it went till like Tisha B'Av. Yeah, so it was a good, it was a long June. I guess three month June or something like that. So, so we were reminiscing. He said, "Oh, I still have my packets. You know, packets. These are the old style packets when I made the big sheets. You know, people asked me to make them the small sheets. Small sheets. Okay, Mercedes? Okay. Shabbat, everybody. Okay. Have a good day.